talking about the Ku Klux Klan. Do you know what the Ku Klux Klan is? Never heard of the Ku Klux Klan. Let's just call it an organization in the United States. I mean, Ku Klux Klan. Group of people who are, let's say, not very nice. And basically, I'll argue the point that there is no continuity, no historic continuity in the activity of the Ku Klux Klan. There are more such organizations, actually. What they did, how they came into being, and pretty much how they slowly faded into oblivion. I'll mention the American Civil War, the Confederate Army, President Ulysses Grant of the United States, the Great Depression, Columbia County, a county in Georgia, Columbia County, Alabama, not a problem. I'm not going to mention the IRS. Do you know what the IRS is? Internal Revenue Service. The most powerful thing in the United States. Fiscal American. I'm going to stop now. Dear colleagues, I'm quite sure you've all heard of the Ku Klux Klan, at least from the countless movies where this organization is usually presented in negative terms. And this is in a way little surprising, because in point of fact, the Ku Klux Klan is a white supremacist organization, manifestly anti-Semitic, preaching racism and homophobia to anyone willing to listen to them. But this is only the nice part of the Klan activities, if you'll allow the overstatement. In point of fact, the Ku Klux Klan is known for extreme acts of violence, physical violence, going well beyond the verbal violence and abuse of racist manifestations and whatnot. They are known to have resorted to terror, acts of intimidation, and even murder perpetrated against black citizens in the United States, but also against other people, Jews, or even white people who did not share their views. The Ku Klux Klan was founded in the year 1866, so right after the end of the American Civil War, and in the initial stages it largely consisted of veterans of the Confederate Army. They had nothing left to fight for, so they organized themselves in order to resist as best they could the changes, the sweeping changes, I might say, that were manifest in the southern part of the United States following the victory of the North. So what they did basically was to systematically use violent methods to frighten the now freed slaves back into submission. But the thing is, and this is not known by many, many people, is that the Ku Klux Klan, the traditional Ku Klux Klan, actually had a very short life. It was allowed to operate for just a few years before people in the South, the Southern elites themselves, and the Klan leaders realized that what the Klan actions were doing were in fact to provide the North with a reason to maintain an occupation force in the South. So in order to get rid of the Northern armies, of the Federal troops, the Ku Klux Klan pretty much ceased its activities. So between 1868 and 1870, we already see a decline in the presence of the Klan, and it was practically destroyed in the 1870s when President Grant decided to take firm action against the remnants of this organization. Now, but the Ku Klux Klan is so very present in the collective mentality of the Americans even today. And this actually happens for a reason, because a second group, a completely distinct and separate group from the first one, was founded in 1915, and it had the same name, Ku Klux Klan. It basically banked on the dominant anti-black and anti-Semitic feelings that were manifest with a part of the American population at the time. And it was much better organized and much better funded than the earlier Klan. It soon developed a nationwide network. And by the 1920s, it is said that somewhere between 4 and 5 million American males were members of the Klan. That was roughly 15% of the adult male population. And they were not very nice. They resorted to lynching, to violence against their targets. Now, what put an end to their activities was the Great Depression, because people all of a sudden realized that other issues were a lot more important, and also the outbreak of World War II, when Klan members began to be seen as Nazi sympathizers, which many of them actually were. Nowadays, what we have in the United States are basically many different groups who use the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan logo. And most of them are remnants of the organizations that appeared in the 50s and the 60s when white people in the South opposed the desegregation and the civil rights movements of the blacks in the United States. But currently, total membership amounts to less than 8,000 people nationwide, so we can't really talk about a very, very important organization. Besides that, they're very much condemned by virtually the entire mainstream media, by all politicians and religious groups. Now, but what did the Klan do back in its heyday? Basically, the main idea was to control the social and political status of the freed slaves. So they were very much active against anything that looked like an attempt to provide education to the blacks or to facilitate their economic advancement, to grant them the right to vote, or even, and most importantly, the right of blacks to bear arms. Also, they militated actively and in various ways against Republican politicians trying to get elected in the southern states. And it actually worked. There's a very good example in this respect. When elections for the position of governor were held in 1868, in the month of April, in one Georgian county known as Columbia County, more than 1,000 people voted for the Republican candidate. Now, this did not escape the attention of Klan members. And they concentrated all of their efforts on that particular county. So by November, when presidential elections were held, the whole county gave a single vote, just one vote, to the Republican candidate, Ulysses Grant. So the Klan campaign there was quite successful. It dissuaded quite a lot of Republican supporters. Their techniques varied. For instance, if you were a school teacher working with black children, at around 2 o'clock in the morning you might be visited by approximately 50 men, masked, bearing arms, and dressed in long robes. Now, if you happen to be white and female, they had a gentlemanly discussion with you, telling you to go away. If you were not white and female, chances are they'd probably kill you. And actually, in one county in Florida, some like 150 black people were killed by Klan members. The amusing thing is that the leaders of the Klan always denounced violence. They feared prosecution. So they constantly and publicly stated that the Klan's methods were anything but violent. But the facts were there, and no one really believed them. The authorities in the South, like I said, decided to take firm action against the Klan, and the blacks themselves began to organize armed patrols seeking to eliminate the Klan from their towns. In 1871, a Ku Klux Klan Act was passed by the American Congress, and federal troops were sent in. So pretty much all Klan activities ceased after hundreds of members were arrested. Now the story of the other Klan, the 20th century Klan, is spectacularly different, and I have to say a lot more amusing in more ways than one, because this Klan was actually wiped out not by the army, but by the IRS. But like I said, that's a different story. I recorded the second time around because I didn't rehearse it properly.